RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Nick, it's a pleasure to have you. I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that?
No.
It's one of our favorite times of the week. We get a chance to talk to our guy Nick Faribault of Penn Live, covers the Steelers, and he's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Nick and I were talking a couple of days ago about how I visited New York, Nick, and it was a very thrilling experience. I got to ride the subway. I was safe on the subway. I was a little bit scared of the subway when I first got on it, but ultimately had a great time exploring Manhattan.
It's great, man. I love New York City. I've been there more than a few times now. Was that your first time there in NYC?
Yeah.
Or one of your
first time in New York?
Yeah, man. It's a great city. One of my favorites. It was interesting to get to the New Jersey side this year, actually, when the Steelers played the Jets. I had never been to that side of it, but in terms of Manhattan, man, I've been there enough times. I've been to Brooklyn. I've been all over that place. One of my favorite cities in the world. It's awesome.
Yeah, I was talking to my sister about it because she's graduating from Penn State this year. So the last 4 years, we've gone to everywhere the football team has played outside of the Fiesta Bowl. So we went to Atlanta for the Peach Bowl. We were in California and L.A. for the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. We went to Miami to watch Drew Aller throw a back-breaking interception in the Orange Bowl. And we went to New York in the Pinstripe Bowl. So pretty cool last 4 years of trips and experiences that we try to save our money for to go on big trips and stuff like that have been pretty cool. Cool how where football will take you.
Yeah, man, that's pretty cool. I mean, you know, with Pitt, I remember when I was in college, I was able to go to the Peach Bowl Atlanta. I went to the ACC Championship in Charlotte. You know, I went to Virginia Tech, for example. I thought that was really cool, just Lane Stadium and seeing Enter Sandman, you get to see a lot of cool things. I went down to Miami. I went to a lot of different places. Knoxville, that was really cool. Like, just a lot of cool places. The El Paso for the Sun Bowl, right? Like, just so many really cool spots. It's crazy where sports will take you, man. I mean, like, for example, just covering the Steelers this year. Get to go to freaking Ireland. I mean, it's cool, man. It's really cool.
And now it takes you back to Sunday Night Football, which seems to be the worst-kept secret ever. After the Steelers lost that game, that it was easily going to be a Sunday night game. Why do you think that the Steelers have been so poor in prime time outside of that Miami game? The Ravens have also been poor in Sunday night football. I think both teams are like 0-2. It doesn't make sense for the Steelers to usually do very well in those situations. And now they have to play a Ravens team where, you know what, Nick, I think this is a coin flip type of game.
I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that it's at night. I just think they played really good teams. The Chargers on the road, That is a good team. I know that they're a beatable team, but Justin Herbert is still an incredible quarterback. Derwin James is playing like one of the best defenders in football. Khalil Mack is finding the fountain of youth. Like, that's a hard game to play. Green Bay, the Steelers got like the full version of Green Bay for the most part. They had Micah Parsons. Jordan Love was healthy. You know, the Ravens version that they faced, no Jordan Love, no Micah Parsons. It's a little different. They were really banged up front, period. They just faced two really good teams. And then Thursday Night Football in the division, the Steelers never win that game. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's the Browns. They don't win at Cleveland. They don't win at Cincinnati. Thursday Night Football in the division wasn't going to go well. Same thing with the Ravens. I think they had, like, Buffalo in that game on the road. They had a lot of few matchups that were really tough in those spots. So I just think it speaks to the fact that what we are watching is a mid-off, and I think that's a great way to say it, Austin, is these two teams are really just mediocre. They're not great. They are teams that are probably not going to be favored against whoever they face in the first round, and that's kind of what I think you look at it and say, these two teams are just okay football teams. They're not bad. They're not really good.
A mid-off. That's a be careful how you say that, but it's a very 2025-esque word in term to be able to state it, because – look, I thought that they were going to go into Cleveland and, you know, not push them around and dominate. But I was stunned that they lost that game. I thought things were different, Nick. After coming off of the Lions game, you beat the Ravens earlier. You took care of Miami handily. It seemed like they were finally riding some momentum with a quarterback that you trust, with an offense that was playing a lot better than it had in previous years. And then they lay an egg in Cleveland. And I don't think that we should take that as just a burn-the-tape type of game, do you?
I mean, listen, they have one or two of those games every single year. Baltimore does too. I mean, Baltimore got smoked by the Bengals on Thanksgiving. We saw that happen. They've almost lost to the Browns. It just is like, it's clockwork for the Steelers. Listen, they don't win in Cleveland either. I mean, that's just a big thing. It's a tough environment for them. There's something to that place. The fans, they're rabid. The type of ball that they play, I think, brings the Steelers down into the swamp with them. Like, if there's one team that could out-Steelers the Steelers in recent years, it has been Cleveland. That has been an issue for them. And I also do think – I just think at some point the injuries caught up to them. Yeah. I just think you look at the laundry list of them. I mean, you missed three of your top four pass catchers, and I think that's what your offense is going to look like. You know, you DK Metcalf changes not only the passing game but the run game. Calvin Austin III, I think, is the best route runner they have on this team. They missed him. Darnell Washington going out totally changed probably the game plan. And then even defensively, you know, all of the injuries to safety, missing Brandon Echols and James Pierre, who had been two real revelations at corner. I think at some point when you look at it, injuries do catch up. But this is the same old Steelers. It is, to a degree. This is not a great team. You felt like they'd maybe turn the corner, but this team has been here multiple times this year. When you think about the Cincinnati game, the Buffalo game, just the Chargers game, different performances that they have put up throughout the year, very similar to this one in some respects. And so I can't say I'm surprised. I knew this team was still in there, and I knew this type of performance from Aaron Rodgers was still in there, who has also just been a roller coaster, just like the team.
How big of an impact did not having DK Metcalf truly have?
I thought it had a huge impact. Listen, DK Metcalf is a game-changing player in terms of what he does for the Steelers offense. I don't think he's their best player, but I think he's their most indispensable player. They could afford to lose anybody else but this guy offensively. You look at what he does, I mean, he draws double teams. He changes the coverage picture. And because he draws double teams, he often takes two players out of the run game. The Steelers are able to run the ball anyways, but he makes it easier on them. He makes it easier to get explosive plays because that is what he is. He's a walking explosive play. That is his reputation throughout his career. And so missing him in conjunction with Calvin Austin, they lost most of their speed. They lost probably their best route runner, and they lost their best contested catch guy. And so they lose a lot of best when you put those two together. And DK Metcalf especially changes the schematics a team can run.
The obsession with MVS absolutely infuriated me on that final drive. And the plays to Scotty Miller were the Tomlin said after the game that those were plays where there were multiple options that Rodgers had to, you know, he could go to different areas. He can go to different options. How much of that do you put on Aaron Rodgers? How much do you put it on Arthur Smith and just the creative freedom that Rodgers has to be able to make those plays in those moments? Because I think that MVS being targeted on, what was it? Was it three consecutive plays? It was at least
three consecutive times.
It just made me irate.
Listen, I mean, I think you have to give the 42-year-old four-time MVP, future Hall of Famer, the credit he deserves for his career, and you should give him that. There have been games they have won this year because of his creative freedom at the line of scrimmage, so I don't want to take that away from Aaron Rodgers. But Aaron Rodgers has had a tendency over his career to just take the fade route. I mean, it's not just the thing the Steelers are dealing with this year. He did it in New York last year. He did it the last year with Mike McCarthy in Green Bay. Ask any Packers fan. He would just throw it up. The issue is, oftentimes he'd be throwing that ball to Davante Adams, to Jordy Nelson. Even last year, Davante Adams again, like, or Garrett Wilson at least, right? Not throwing it to MVS and Scotty Miller. So to a degree, I think there's a few things you can place the blame on. Sure, you can place the blame on Rodgers a lot. He has to let the concept breathe. Arthur Smith drew up a few really nice man-beating concepts, and Rodgers ignored it. Instead, threw the low percentage fade route. Especially on that fourth and one. I mean, Adam Thielen's wide open.
Wide open. That was a good route.
Pick play. Right. He's wide open. So you got to let that breathe and throw it to Thielen, not throw it to Scotty Miller. MVS on the final play, I understand the process behind just going to MVS on that play. It doesn't look like Gainwell's going to be open pre-snap. He is. So I understand that one. The other two, though, I mean, are just miscommunications. There's no concept. He just turns and throws it to MVS. And I just think – just banging your head into the wall, essentially, without actually letting a concept run out. I mean, on the second play of that, Thielen's open. Thielen kind of runs a little stick and nod, gets open. If Rodgers can put it to the back of the end zone, that's a touchdown. I just think, you think about that, you don't even get Freiermuth one touch in that scenario on those four plays. Like, there's just a lot there that doesn't make much sense. And so Aaron's to blame a lot. I also think, to a degree, at some point Arthur Smith has to be like, hey, I know what my quarterback's doing right now. I know the mode he's in. Time to put my best playmaker in the spot where Aaron's going to throw the ball. And I tweeted this yesterday. If Aaron's going to target the fade route that much in those situations, it's time to put Pat Freiermuth there because he's your best pass catcher right now. He's your best contested catch weapon right now. That's what you got to do at this point. So you got to understand your quarterback's tendencies to a degree as a play caller and start to put the personnel where it needs to go. And so I blame Arthur Smith a little bit, but yeah, mostly that's an Aaron Rodgers decision.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Austin R. Bechtold. You can follow Nick on Twitter at FairballFB. Why is Pat Freiermuth? This has been the age-old question all season long, Nick, and we just have not been able to find an answer to it. Tomlin will just say, oh, his time will come. Why is it that Pat Freiermuth cannot consistently be targeted? Because we saw it when he was in the fourth quarter, good things can happen and they don't go to him at all. He wasn't even on the field, I think, half the plays in that four play sequence in the very end of the game.
I mean, your guess is as good as mine. Every time this guy's targeting, he makes plays. I don't know if it's, you know, Aaron Rodgers maybe doesn't like throwing to Pat Freiermuth as much as he likes Jonnu Smith. I don't know if it's, you know, Jonnu Smith is Arthur Smith's kind of boy. There's a lot of different ways to look at that. It's probably a little bit of both to a degree. But we're talking about, I think the Steelers have so much tight end room diversity that they have kind of typecasted every single player into very specific roles. I mean, when you look at Darnell Washington, he's kind of just become a big hulking run blocker that catches it either in the flat or sometimes over the middle of the field. Jonnu Smith is like the manufactured touch screen jet sweep guy. And then Freiermuth has kind of been typecasted as only this zone beater and really nothing else. And I just think that's doing him a disservice. Every time this guy, as you mentioned, gets on the field, he makes a big play.
Right.
He's great up the seams. He can win in man-to-man coverage on choice routes, which is, you know, it's just the type of stuff that they need. They need easy button stuff. And so I don't know, man. I can't answer that because – you look at who they have at their disposal right now, without Metcalf, without Washington, without Austin. I mean, he's so easily their best player as a weapon, as a pass catcher. It just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, we talk about Freiermuth, but even in this last game against Cleveland, I mean, they totally minimized Kenny Gainwell. He had been someone that had gotten manufactured touches for weeks, and I felt like they were lacking that. It's just this team doesn't do a good job of accentuating its playmakers and its players in ways that they should. And I think Freiermuth falls into that bucket more so than anyone.
So I would imagine that Darnell Washington is now out for the season with a broken arm. I would think, right? I mean, yes. there's no way he's coming back. What about
unless they make some improbable run, right?
What about TJ Watt? Do you think he will practice this week? Do you think there's a chance that he plays?
I do think he'll practice this week. I think he will continue to practice. I think this is pretty up in the air. It's going to be how he looks. It's going to be how he kind of responds to things. I think he needs at least two full participations this week for them to get him on the football field. I think that's something he's going to need. He's going to need to pass some certain thresholds. He's going to need to show them he has really good football conditioning, and he's going to have to show he's fully healthy. I think those the level of return from a thing like a collapsed lung is just higher than, say, I don't know, a strained calf. It's just different, right? It's not as much an injury as it is a health issue. And so the Steelers are going to make sure he's 100% out there multiple times this week, I think, if he can play. My feel on it right now, I think it's very much 50-50, and they don't even know necessarily if they're going to have TJ Watt. I think certainly when this happened, I heard 3 weeks was the earliest. Hey, we're at 3.5. So at Sunday, we will be at 3.5 weeks. This is probably the first possible time he will be able to play. So I think it's certainly possible they can have him. But at this point in the week, I think they don't even know. So it's going to be all up to TJ Watt, how he responds to maybe a full practice. And if they get the green light there, I still don't even think he's going to be a full go. I think he'll get 20, 25, maybe 30 snaps, and you'll still see a lot of Nick Herbig.
What about Isaac Seumalo? How much do you think that they missed him in the game against Cleveland? Do you expect him to play against Baltimore?
Yeah, I think he'll be back. You know, he put together three really good practices last week, and I think he'll be upgraded this week to full participation. So I'm expecting Isaac Seumalo back. I don't know how much they missed him. He played really good football before getting hurt, but I also think Spencer Anderson and Andres Pete did a good job, just like Dylan Cook has on the left side. They ran the ball really well against the Browns. They should have done it more. So I don't think they missed him too much. It does limit their menu of runs a little more without Seumalo. So having him and just having that at full strength, I mean, the Steelers are going to have a really hard time running on this Ravens team. That's like the one thing they do exceptionally well is they run the ball and they stop the run. But if they are going to try and run the ball, they need Seumalo out there.
Nick, the Steelers have lost to the following quarterbacks in Cleveland over the last 4 years: Jacoby Brissett, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Jameis Winston, and Shedeur Sanders. Who is the worst of those four?
Probably DTR. DTR was awful.
Is he in the league anymore?
No, I don't think he is. He might be with the Eagles still. I know they traded him there. But he's not good at all. I mean, Shedeur, I think, has at least shown some flashes at times.
He's not in the league right now. Maybe he's on the Eagles practice squad, but not on an active roster.
To me, that's by far the worst one. I think Shedeur is better than him. I think that, obviously, Brissett has been in the league as a backup for a decade at this point. Jameis has been, he's a first overall pick, starter plus backup for over a decade. Yeah, losing to DTR is still absolutely mind-boggling to me. That's the worst one.
There is some account that I see on Instagram here when I looked up Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and it's just a screen grab of my tweet, and they edited out my name in the tweet, Nick. Do you ever get annoyed when people do that?
I see that a lot. I don't really ever mind it. I don't care. I mean, listen, is it annoying? Mildly so, sure, but whatever, man. Instagram accounts always steal the stuff from Twitter. They're like, it's like a day later. Everything that comes on Twitter leaks over there, and it's always stolen. That's like a thing for TikTok too. Although TikTok has their own original brain rot stuff from time to time.
All right, Nick, before we let you go, what do you think the vibe is going to be like in the stadium? So I'm going to be there. A couple of my buddies I've texted with are going to be there as well. And we don't know what it's going to be, because I think if it's the fourth quarter and I was at the Buffalo game, the environment could be twice as bad if they're down by a score in the fourth quarter. If it's two scores, and if it's clear that they're not going to win the game, that things could get overwhelming in terms of boos, fire Tomlin chants, and it could get out of hand, not from like a unsafe perspective or anything like that, but just from fans voicing their frustration. What do you anticipate if it doesn't go well?
I mean, I anticipate the same thing we saw in Buffalo. Fire Tomlinson's, booing Renegade, like all that. If they get run off the field, I think it's going to be really bad. Because you shouldn't get run off the field by this Ravens team. It's really that simple. I do look at it, and I think, you know, throughout the week, I think this is progressively going to get a little bit more hyped up. I think Steelers fans will buy into it more, and they'll be very excited come Sunday. Even if there's this trepidation and everyone now has the doomerism saying they're going to lose for sure, there's no confidence. Ask Baltimore fans. They also think they're going to lose. It's kind of funny, actually, because the Buffalo game was the same way. Buffalo thought they were going to lose that game. And then you look at it, and I just think the fan base is frustrated, man. It's like the same story. Whether they go 9-8 or 10-7, I honestly think even next week, let's say they win, but they get run off the field by Buffalo, I think the same thing's going to happen next week if that happens. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it'd be the same
possible thing.
10-7, get blown out in the wild card round. Like, I think there's some dangerous stuff the next 2 weeks in that regard. So I'm fully expecting some venom if things don't go their way. And I think Mike Tomlin's going to hear it, and then he'll probably be asked about his end of the year press conference, and you know he'll have to decide how he's going to respond to that, because it's clear that the angst from the Steelers fan base is growing to kind of this big heat over the past few years.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Thanks for having me on, brother. Appreciate it.
It's Nick Faribault, guy from Penn Live. On the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. He's headed down to the Mike Tomlin press conference, where the coach will speak in half an hour. And you can hear it right here on 93.7 The Fan, as we will break it down as well. What does Tomlin have to say with a little bit more film study and a little bit more view of the tape of Aaron Rodgers consistently going back to MVS or Scotty Miller or the lack of usage for Pat Freiermuth? I'm sure that'll be brought up for the 20th time this year. Or Kenneth Gainwell. It seems like Kenneth Gainwell and Pat Freiermuth take turns in that game being Casper the Friendly Ghost. They disappeared at times. They weren't utilized in the offense. They were not, and those are two players that you should try to be scheming systems and scheming plays around to be able to best utilize their talents. Kenneth Gainwell has been the best offensive weapon on this team this year. I think that's unquestionable, and it's unquestionable when you don't have DK Metcalf and you don't have Darnell Washington. And another thing that just absolutely drove me insane was that fourth down play with Scotty Miller. It's fourth and one. You're at what, like the 20? And you decide to throw that fade. Why not run the tush push if you are so concerned because, oh, well, we don't have Darnell. We need somebody to push Connor Hayward forward. You're telling me that you can't trust like Keanu Benton or Derek Harmon to just stand there, wait for the ball to be snapped, and then push? Or a backup offensive lineman? You don't have a backup guard that can do that? Or you can't, it's not that hard. Like, how many times did Mike Vrabel go from the defensive side of the ball to the offensive side of the ball and catch touchdowns for New England? How many times have we seen defensive linemen? I'm trying to think, who was the guy in Tampa Bay? Vita Vea? How many times has Vita Vea, at least when Brady was there, lined up as a fullback to clear the way for Leonard Fournette or whoever was rushing for Tampa Bay? And I get it, maybe a little bit, well, it's on the fly. We don't practice that in case Darnell Washington does get hurt, that you already have somebody in a backup role there to where, oh, well, it's fourth and one. We don't have Darnell. We don't know if we're going to run it as effectively. Have something already in place to push Connor Hayward into me. That means, oh, well, we think Darnell is the real reason why we succeed on the tush push, not Connor Hayward, and just moving forward and trusting our offensive line. That's what it meant to me. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You could also listen to the Pop and Joe Show on demand on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Up next, what is Mike Tomlin going to say before this matchup against the Baltimore Ravens? Plus, let's go inside the locker room. What did Steelers players have to say about the loss to the Cleveland Browns? And what are some of the things that are stacking up against the Steelers? Some of the numbers and facts that matter from the Cleveland game that we can take into Baltimore, where I think you'd be surprised by what the point spread is right now. At least I definitely was. Logan has a headline. We're back in a moment. Austin Bechtold in for Pomp and Joe. It is the Pomp and Joe Show on a Tomlin Tuesday.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Austin Bechtold with you. Logan Arblaster producing behind the glass. I've moved from behind the glass to in front of the camera that you can watch us on our YouTube channel, doing great numbers there. And also, you can check us out on Twitter. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. We have our live video posted to the very top of our Twitter. It's pinned, so you can go there, you can say hello, and you can watch the show with me and cardboard cutout Bob Pompiani here in studio. Bob looking extra dapper today, and he seems like he's glowing in the light. Here is Matt and Erie to chime in. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, how are we doing? Happy New Year.
You too.
I'm looking at it at a macro level. I don't even care about these two games or one game because I know how it's going to finish. We know the end of the show. Look, no coaching tree. It's a shelf life. He's been there too long. Omar and Andy, I think, have done a great job. We have the 9th most cap space. We have freaking 12 picks coming up in next year's draft. I think we built depth a little bit on the defensive lines, on the offensive lines, a little bit of safety with some of the acquisitions during the season.
Yeah, I'd agree.
You know, so all of it's in place. I think we built a, you know, some, but the thing is, I don't understand in today's 2025 NFL that the Steelers front office and coaching staff don't understand. I get it. You have a stopgap with Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron's great in one aspect. He shows you a little glimpse in the behind the curtain of what a field general looks like that can play and lead a football team. Now you need a guy that could do it for 10, 12 years. You need a franchise quarterback. We're talking about nothing until you get a franchise quarterback. He'll never win anything without somebody behind center, whether it's Willis as a free agent, maybe a wing and a prayer.
Malik Willis isn't a franchise quarterback, though, Matt. I don't care what Pony said about him, because he's been kind of banging that drum a little bit for Malik Willis. No shot I take a risk on Malik Willis. It would basically be repeating the same cycle again like you did with Justin Fields.
I don't disagree, but my point is that we need to find a guy, whether it's moving draft capital, whether it's moving a player. I don't know. But we can't keep going on year and year and year and just going with a stopgap, like you said, with Fields or Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this is what the end game is. And I don't understand how the Steelers think it could be 1995 and they could run the ball and play good defense and win Super Bowls. It's not going to happen. I'm looking at Matt Stafford. I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking at Josh Allen. I'm looking at C.J. Stroud. I mean, it goes without saying of being redundant, but it just doesn't make sense as an organization that they try to build up this all-expensive defense, by the way, that isn't all that great, and they don't invest in skill guys and quarterbacks that actually can make you, you know, why draft Will Howard? What's the point? If you're not giving any meaningful snaps to Will Howard, he's your emergency three. We'll never know how good Will Howard is.
Well, you draft him just to be a backup. You draft him to be an extra depth guy, backup piece, just like Mason was.
I know. It's just mind-boggling.
But your point is correct, though, Matt, and I appreciate the call, because I want to dive into what the playoff picture currently looks like, because Matt's point is correct, and it's one that I've pointed to a lot, where look at the way the NFL has shifted. Now, sure, the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, based off of playing great, great defense and running the football. They also have a very legendary running back in Saquon Barkley that ran for 2,000 yards and almost broke the rushing record. If he would have played in Week 18 last year, he would have. Two very good wide receivers, Pro Bowl wide receivers, one that won a Heisman Trophy on the outside in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, a serviceable tight end in Dallas Goedert, and a very good defense with an offensive-minded head coach. Look at the playoff teams right now. They all have one thing in common. The ones that have clinched, they either have a franchise quarterback that you can consistently depend on, or they have a quarterback that there might be some questions with, or they're younger, but they have a veteran offensive head coach. Denver, some people are up and down on Bo Nix. They have Sean Payton, great offensive mind. The Patriots, Vrabel, good coach, defensive coach, but has Drake May, who I think is a franchise quarterback. Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence, high pedigree, former number one pick. Look at Liam Cohen and what he's done. He left Tampa Bay working with Baker, and now he's made Trevor Lawrence into a very good quarterback. C.J. Stroud, young, I have questions about them, but D'Amico Ryans, very good defensive coach. I do have some concerns. Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, offensive coach. With Justin Herbert, elite quarterback. Buffalo, Sean McDermott, defensive coach, but Josh Allen, best quarterback in the NFL. Elite. Look at the NFC. Seattle, Sam Darnold, very good quarterback, defensive coach. Yes, that might be the one exception to the rule here. Chicago, Caleb Williams, young quarterback, but Ben Johnson, he leaves the Lions. Jared Goff falls apart. The Lions don't make the playoffs. Ben Johnson was the straw that stirred the drink. He's elevating Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is also playing a lot better, but it's young quarterback, very good offensive coach. Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts has his limitations. Sirianni, offensive coach. Things around him, they've elevated it. Same thing with the Rams. Stafford, older quarterback, but an MVP candidate. Sean McVay, maybe the best offensive mind in all of football. San Francisco, Brock Purdy. You get what I'm saying here. Has his limitations, but Kyle Shanahan has brought so much out of him. Jordan Love, good quarterback, has LaFleur, offensive coach. Look at the entire NFC. Outside of Seattle, every team that will make the playoffs in the NFC has an offensive-minded head coach. Every team in the AFC, outside of New England, Houston, and Buffalo, where New England has a franchise quarterback that might win the MVP, Buffalo has the guy that won the MVP a year ago, and Houston has a really good defense, plays in a crappy division, but C.J. Stroud is a serviceable quarterback, maybe even better than that. I might be underselling it. That's the common denominator. And who are the teams that haven't clinched? Tampa Bay and Carolina, the Steelers and the Ravens. Questions at the head coaching spot for the Steelers and Baltimore. Questions at quarterback for the Steelers. What's Lamar's future in Baltimore? I mean, injuries have been a big part of it. And look at Tampa Bay. Does anyone trust Bryce Young? I like him. Canales has done a great job. A lot of questions remain. Tampa Bay, fall apart when you lose your offensive coordinator, defensive head coach, can't figure out that side of the ball. And that is a huge reason why I think Aaron Rodgers has helped mask some of the problem. But Arthur Smith is not a great offensive mind. He's had games. He's had some moments. But when it's all put together, I don't think our opinion of Arthur Smith has really changed that much and thinking, wow, he's really schemed this up well. Arthur Smith really knows what he's doing. The entire playoff picture, that's the common denominator. Those are the teams that have clinched. Those are the teams that pretty much know where they're going to be if they're winning their division. And the teams that don't, the Panthers and Bucks, the Steelers and Ravens, have a lot of the same problems. Questions at coach, questions at quarterback, or questions everywhere. That's the common denominator. That's the common denominator. Here is Ron in Monongahela. What's up, Ron?
I've been waiting all weekend to talk to you guys because I'm losing my head on how people can really praise Mike Tomlin when he's lost four straight Cleveland home games.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty damning argument against Mike Tomlin there, Ron, huh?
Against Cleveland.
Yeah.
We're talking about a team that the media, you guys, all my friends go, they stink. They stink. Well, we've lost four straight times in Cleveland. And if you look at the numbers between him and Tower, Tower had a 631 winning percentage without Ben. Guess what Mike Tomlin's is?
It's like right around 500.
554.
Yeah.
Okay, with Ben, Tower was at 708. Tomlin's at 668. So how...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So answer this. how does people think that this guy's a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame?
Well, because of what he did. Okay, let me ask you this then, Ron. Look what Bill Belichick did with Tom Brady after all those years, and then what happened when Tom Brady left. Should you throw a bunch of shade at Bill Belichick and think he should not be in the Hall of Fame because he had Tom Brady, he had the luxury of that, and he got the best out of Tom Brady? Like how Mike Tomlin got the best out of Ben in some moments?
Do you really think that's a fair argument with Belichick winning 6 Super Bowls?
It's not the same argument, but I think it works, and I appreciate the call. In a lot of the same retrospect, here is our guy Robin West Mifflin. We're up against it before we get to the Tomlin press conference, but what's going on, Rob?
City Livers, man. I was going to let you off the hook, man, but you was going in, man.
Rob, I know you're a big Tomlin defender.
It ain't about defending Tomlin. It's about the AFC is wide open, man. You named all these dudes who have done nothing, man.
Well, I agree with that, though, Rob. Like, the AFC is wide open, but that doesn't take away from the argument. That doesn't make the argument untrue.
You know New England had the weakest schedule, man. You know when you finished in the bottom of you know New England had the weakest schedule this year?
Oh, Denver's schedule was very weak, too. This was the year where they played a bad Kansas City team and they beat up on the Raiders.
You're supposed to win when you got some weak schedules, man. Like, my whole thing is, this playoffs is a crapshoot. I've never seen a football year like this year, never, with these wins and all this, and never. Like it's a crapshoot. Anybody get in, it's one game and you're done.
Right, but I agree with that, Rob. But right now, if I was to power rank all the teams that are going to make the playoffs in the AFC, where would the Steelers rank for you? Because for me, they're like 6 or 7.
Guess what? You could put them last. But if they get in the dance, you got a chance, man. I don't know if you remember years ago, Danny Manning and the Kansas City Jayhawks got in at the 15-19. They won their conference championship in basketball. Don't you know they won a national championship?
Yeah, but Rob, this isn't basketball.
I know, but what I'm saying is all you got to do is get in. All you got to do is get in.
Right.
We're naming all these teams. None of these teams is going to blow you out the water.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate it, Rob. We got to get to the presser. Always good talking to you. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Be careful out there. Feels like temperature's right around 5 and it's snowing. But, look, I don't think that this is the Steelers of yesteryear being a wild card team and going all the way to the playoffs and pulling off stunning victories. They're not going to have to play like a Peyton Manning. They're not going to have that type of road. But right now, after what we saw and what some of that evidence is, does it make me feel confident? All right. Mike Tomlin press conference is up next. Austin Bechtold in for Pomp and Joe. We'll hear what the coach has to say in a moment.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.